This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, April 16th. God's word for you today is GRAC. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 4, verse 16, and it says, "This is the reason that faith is the single source of the promise, so that grace will be offered to all Abraham's children, those whose lives are defined by the law and those who follow the path of faith charted by Abraham, our common father." Those whose lives are defined by the law, what does that tell us? It tells us that even the people who were under the law were living by grace. Wow. Then what about us who are not under the law but are under grace? How much more should we live by grace? God says that even people who live under the law were living by grace, because God can only relate to man by grace. In fact, the law was put in place because of grace. The provisions of the law were outlets of grace. God relates with everyone by grace. If under the law they were living by grace, how come those under grace want to live by the law? It doesn't make sense. The Bible says they were actually living by grace, but some people under grace want to live by the law. What does all mean? All means everyone. Good looking, not so good looking. Skinny, endowed. Smart, not so smart. Rich, poor, and everyone in between. Romans chapter 10 verse 13 says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Everyone, no matter what you have done, and no matter who you are, God's grace is available for you. Grace is God's gift to me, received by faith, available to everyone, and C is it comes through Christ. This gift of God's grace comes through Christ. Why through Christ? It is through Christ because he is the one who paid for it. He paid for it with his life. No one else paid for it, so it comes through him. Acts chapter 15 verse 11 says, "We believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved." Grace is free, but it is not cheap. Someone paid for it. It cost Jesus his life. Grace is free to you, me, and to humanity, but it is not cheap. Romans chapter 5 verse 15 says, "But God's free gift, the grace from God was much greater. Many people received God's gift of life by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ." Imagine you wake up in the morning and see a brand new car in your driveway. All the documents are in your name, gifted to you. You cannot tell who it is from, but there is a love note in the car. Is the car free? Yes. But is the car cheap? No. It costs someone something. Someone paid for it. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Jesus has the power of God. His power has given us everything we need to live and to serve God. We have these things because we know him." Someone defined grace as God's riches at Christ's expense. There is no therapy, no book, no pill, no seminar. Only the grace of God can restore you. And that grace will restore you, heal you, and put you back on your feet in the name of Jesus. God is putting you on your feet. Receive it. Let us pray. Father, thank you for making this grace available to me in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.